Central Standard Friday, we're going to start the show with a question for you listeners, which is, do you ever crave a cheeseburger at 2 a.m., an omelet at 3 a.m., a piece of chocolate cream pie at 3 a.m., which is my weakness? Well, on the second half of Central Standard Friday, the Food Critics Edition, we're going to be talking about where to eat after midnight. Actually, the parameters are going to be 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. So we're going to take your calls about where you like to go. And preferably, let's not do drive-thrus if we don't have to. I know you've got one to talk about, Emily, but
yes,
yeah, but and that's sort of an aberration in that it's not a McDonald's and it's not a Burger King.
No,
so.
And if you're really hungry at 4 a.m., it's going to do the trick.
It will do the trick. So we're going to introduce our food critics. I should say that I'm Charles Ferruzzo with The Pitch, and The Pitch is food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com. You can go there and today actually and find out. The very important news that I forgot to mention at the top of the show, which is that today is National Creme Brulee Day.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to celebrate that, I think, in some way.
We will.
Yeah, okay.
I will eat four creme brulees today.
Yeah. let's start with the beautiful Gloria Gale.
Yes, I am. 435 South is the magazine I work with.
And I'm Mary Block. I have the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com. It's also on Facebook, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Very good.
And I'm Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
And you have some exciting news for us. You have a new job, a new day job.
A new day job. So I will continue to be Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com, but I'm also going to be the cookbook publicist at Andrews McMeel Publishing, which is a lovely publishing company in downtown Kansas City.
It's one of the great assets of Kansas City, yes, I say. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say thank you. Thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
And congratulations. That's
thank
great.
You. I'm very excited.
Since we have now turned to Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com. What is on your list of new and exciting places?
Well, I was exploring my soon-to-be new work neighborhood yesterday, and I went to the new Aixois downtown.
Now, is that called Aixois Bistro, or does it have
brasserie.
A... Brasserie.
Mm-hmm. Brasserie. A classic French restaurant and bar. So there is an Aixois in Brookside.
Right.
And so this is the second location.
Is it serving breakfast?
I believe they do serve breakfast and lunch, and that is it, I believe.
Well,
I
cannot... they will be serving dinner when they get their liquor license.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
that is the story. And what is the address?
The address is 1006 Walnut. So it's at 10th and Walnut.
Which
it's in
is,
that,
yeah.
It's like, they have a street entrance, and then I think it's, the, is that the Town Pavilion?
Town Pavilion, yes.
Yeah, so there you can sort of go in
Where
either way.
Where do you park around there?
I parked at the, this is probably going to make me sound bad, I park at the Cosentino's lot, and then I went to Aixois.
Do they stand
And then I went
anything?
And bought a pack of gum at Cosentino's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I had my parking validated.
Okay, great.
And then I left.
Okay.
So you can do that for up to 3 hours.
We are encouraging our listeners to do a highly immoral activity. There is, I want to say, where I parked because I have to stay on the straight and narrow. I've been in jail too many times. I did park in the garage, which I guess they're going to be stamping people.
The AT&T Pavilion,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're going to start having some validation.
Okay. They need valet parking.
Yes. Also,
yeah.
I am a new convert. The buses to downtown Kansas City. Like, take the bus downtown because it's great. If you have a few drinks, take
Even
it back
better.
Uptown.
All right.
But yeah, I went to Aixois for lunch yesterday, and we had lunch entrees. I had the chicken, and it was delightful. Came with a little salad and very crispy, delicious fries that I'm sure you would love, Mary. The fries were delightful. And we started with the terrine. It was a chicken and duck terrine wrapped in bacon. It had house-made pickles and spicy mustard and a poached egg with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very French.
Yeah. And we ended with the profiteroles, which had vanilla ice cream instead of cream. And for two of us, we had lunch. It was very reasonable. We had two entrees, an appetizer, dessert, and three non-alcoholic beverages. And our tab was less than $50. So
very good.
Great
wow.
place to go have lunch. And then last night, I wanted to go out, but it was – sometimes I feel like it's just too hot to eat.
It is. It very
yeah.
much.
I just can't.
Yeah.
So I went to Snow & Company at 1815 Wyandotte.
You drank your dinner.
I absolutely did drink my dinner. But then I had some chips and salsa because they do have food. So Snow & Company is, I call it boozy slushies.
Is it all frivolous drinks like that or do they have a full bar?
They have wine and beer. I don't think they have I think they have some cocktails, but that's not their thing is these slushies. And they're presented very nicely in a double-walled Bodum glass, an actual glass, and you can get a flight. You can try different flavors, and they have fruity ones, and they have a Christopher Elbow chocolate one. I won't say the name on the air because it's a little risque for 10 a.m. But so I tried a small flight, and then I had a larger one that tasted sort of like a margarita. So I got some chips and salsa to go with it. But they have sliders and flatbreads and sort of bar food. So, and it's a really nice large space. It's a good place to go with a group. Big tables, lots of seating. And so next time it's too hot to go to dinner.
What's the address again?
It is 1815 Wyandotte. So 1815. It's at 18th and Wyandotte.
By Mildred's.
Yes, right next to Mildred's.
Very good. I want to remind you who are listening to. KCOR, this is the Central Standard Friday show. We are with the food critics, and you could join the conversation, tell us about the new and interesting places you've been to by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. We're also reading your tweets at KCORCST. And Mary, where have you been now that we've encouraged everyone else to call in?
I have been at Remedy Food and Drink. I know you all talked about it last time on the air. It's at 500 West 75th Street in Waldo.
Where Kennedy's used to be.
Yes, in that pretty glass building. Mm-hmm. And Max Watson, who was last seen in the Port Fonda food truck cooking pork shoulders, is in the kitchen. And I think he's doing a great job. They've got sandwiches and non-traditional salads. He said he doesn't do green salads, and that shows.
I'll tell you what he does. He does fresh vegetables like I have not had in my life. They're so delicious.
And his sides vary every day depending on what is in the market, which I think is great. And you mentioned, Emily, my love of French fries. They have fabulous French fries.
Are they good?
Remedy, yes.
Did you try the eggplant fries?
Mm-hmm. I did not. I'm a purist.
You know, I am too, but those eggplant fries blew my mind.
Yeah, so, I wish they'd leave the honey off of them.
Wow, I love it just the way it is, honey and salt.
And everything's made in-house, which is a real plus. And I know there had been some concerns about the noise level, but Max is aware of it, and I think they've already done some work to make that better. And their drinks are handmade and, you know, the trendy ones with the shrubs and foams and fresh-squeezed juices. So I really recommend that. I also went to the – I tried the – great wine pour experience at Capitol Grill. It's going now until September 2nd. It's a heck of a deal. The master sommelier for the whole chain has picked out 9 very nice wines. And for $25 a person, you can have as many as you want. And it's not just a tasting. You can have all of them. You can have refills. And they'll talk about them. And you know, that's a pretty good deal at a place like Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
So I urge everybody to get there before the end of August. And I also went to Port Fonda, which is at 4141 Pennsylvania. And that's Patrick Ryan. He's now got a brick and mortar place where he was in this food truck that I mentioned earlier. And I think Patrick's food is always so good. I was a little disappointed in the experience. I thought it was really loud, and I know I'm over 50, but I know a number of 20 and 30 somethings who have felt the same way. And I do think the service needs a little work. From the minute we sit down, I think they wanted us to leave. You know,
welcoming. Yes.
I know. Yeah. They handed us the menu and they said, "Do you know what you want to drink?" And, you know, never explained anything and was very rushed. And I was so interested because the prices are really across the board. You know, the tacos are really reasonable. You can get 2 nice carnitas tacos for $6. But then there was a $7 minuscule scoop of guacamole. And you think
avocados are so expensive.
I know. It's true. But you think you're getting guacamole, you're going to share it with the table. My husband, you know, needed that one for himself and could have had another. So I was surprised at that. But I had some excellent food. We tried the tacos I mentioned and one of his broths with all the different seafoods in it, and there was one.
Is it a very big place? Because I know it's the hot, trendy restaurant du jour right now.
And it's a nice size, and they've got a great bar. I'd love to just go and sit at the bar.
Is there a patio?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It was so hot, I didn't even look for one. But and then they also had very different kind of fajitas. They come in a terracotta casserole type thing. And I had a chicken confit, and you just take the chicken off the bone and make a taco with it. And that was excellent, too. I always love his food.
And that's at Port Fonda, which is on Pennsylvania Street in Westport. I believe it, isn't it pretty much across the street from where Californo's is?
It's mm-hmm. right across from the Thai place.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I just want to mention the local pig in...
That's the butcher shop in the Bottoms.
Yes. 2618 Gwinnett Avenue. That's Alex Pope. And he butchers on the premises and... I'm sorry. He doesn't butcher, but he takes...
I thought it was a butcher shop.
Let me backtrack. He doesn't slaughter.
Okay.
But then he
butchers.
Takes everything and he butchers. Yeah. Fine line there, but okay. And their homemade sausages, which are on menus around town, the Rieger and Cafe Sebastian and House. And then he's got ribeyes that remind you of Fred Flintstone. And everything's great. He makes homemade tamales, pork chops, Berkshire pork chops.
And that
fabulous.
Is local pig down in the East Bottoms. Okay, thank you, Mary. Gloria, we're going to, and I want to remind you that the phone line is open. And we're starting to get some phone calls at 816-235-2888. And Gloria, where have you been?
Well, I'm going to avoid your comment about going through a drive-thru because I wanted something tasty but not like fast and crappy. Whoops. And so I went through the Unforked drive-thru out at 119th and Metcalf, and I wanted something a little bit more decent. So I ordered I normally order the kale salad, which is fabulous. I don't know what they do to it, but they make it really edible and fabulous. But I ordered a half a chocolate shake and one fish taco, but it was really good.
So, what a combination.
And you can get what a combo. But you can get like a half a shake,
which is
like terrific if you just want something sweet. But their fish taco is really quite good. And like you guys, I went to Remedy and had the cauliflower steak, and it was different, very different. So if you don't like cauliflower, forget it. And the beet salad is what we also got. So those vegetables are fabulous on the side.
The thing about cauliflower steak, and I tried it too, Gloria, is that, yes, A, you really have to like cauliflower.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do, you know, it is tender and delicious.
Yeah, it was really quite good, but I didn't like the radicchio underneath. It was a little bitter. Did you guys like that?
I haven't had it.
You haven't had it?
No, I went straight for the pork.
Yeah. And then I also went, a collective sigh, to Stroud's. So I hadn't been in 2 years, and I decided to go check it out because I had been going since it was on Troost, you know, under the bridge. And it was as good as ever. I know, yeah. But it was good, and you have to gear up for it. So 2 days' worth of, you know, not eating and then bringing it home and having it for 2 days after. But and then I also, under duress, went to the Argosy Casino with my sister, and we went to the
Did
restaurant.
Did you win any money?
Well, that's irrelevant. Okay. But
no.
I guess the answer's no.
We ended up eating at, I think the restaurant's named Journey.
Journey Steakhouse. It's
Journey
excellent.
The Journey Steakhouse. You know what? It was good.
You get a lot of bang for the buck, unlike the slot machines.
You do. Well, you know, you can play those penny slot machines until the cows come home, which they ended up at. Anyway, so we had salmon, and it was really quite good. So, and that's it for me.
And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, and we've already got a couple calls. So let's go to Darcy in Kansas City, Kansas.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Darcy.
I'd like to talk about the Blue Boy.
Which one?
The one over there on 39th Street.
Oh, the original one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not too far from where we live. And my husband took me there originally back in January for my birthday. And we liked it so much we went back again for Mother's Day. And they've got wonderful dumplings.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And I really enjoyed the chicken and asparagus.
That's great. And thank you for your call, Darcy. I think we all agree that Blue Koi is
it's a mainstay.
I really like Blue Koi. I wish that the dishes had a little more texture. I feel like there's sort of soft meats and vegetables and rice, and I want a little more crunch in my food, but I love the flavors.
And I love the atmosphere of the one in both of them, but I really like the one in Mission Farms.
I do too, and the staff is really friendly, and anytime you go in there, very friendly staff.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Central Standard on KCUR. We are taking your phone calls and your tweets and your emails at 816-235-2888 or an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. And we're reading your tweets at KCORCST. We've talked about new places. We want to hear about your new favorite places to go. And I've been to several new places, including the glamorous new Bowlings. Mm-hmm. That's what I reviewed this week.
And why do you say it's glamorous?
Wait till you see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Is it gorgeous?
I say it's a cross between Ming Dynasty and the Las Vegas Strip. You know, it's shiny and sleek and pretty and very modern, very, very different from the Board of Trade version.
Yeah, and it's feels a little cavernous, but it's divided up so well in different dining spaces. And they've got a cocktail lounge, which has the lighting that changes colors. Right. And
so it's quite a bit
noodle
bigger.
Bar.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you, dim sum on a Sunday. I've not ever been to dim sum there on Saturday. I should. But dim sum on Sunday, it is Grand Central Station. I mean, those carts are rolling around and people are, you know, coming
wow.
in and out. And there's sort of a sense of excitement about it. Hmm. You know, and the dim sum really, I think, is one of the best things they do.
Do they still have a separate takeout area?
Yes.
To get in and out quickly? Mm-hmm.
And you know what they have now that the no other Bowlings has ever had is they have a bakery division now, and they make the most delicious cakes with buttercream icing.
Wow.
I mean, moist and delicious. And, you know, dessert is something you never really think about with a Chinese
yeah.
restaurant because they're, you know, as the owner of Bowlings told me, that dairy is not a big, you know, deal in China. You know, Crab Rangoon is an American innovation.
Right.
But these cakes are as good as anything you'll find in a French bakery.
Hmm. Like buns? Are they like
buns? No,
they're cakes.
They're actual
cakes.
Layer cakes, yeah.
How weird.
And the mocha cake is delicious.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I'd still rather have a pork bun for dessert. But
really?
Yeah. I'm not a sweets person.
Oh, you're not. Yes.
No.
I'll eat your
come
cake.
Come sit by me.
Yeah.
You can put a candle in a pork
you.
Bun for my birthday.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Ooh.
You just can't have enough pork buns, I guess. We are talking about food here on Central Standard Friday. And I'm trying to think where... Oh, I've been to the new... it's not so new now because I think it opened in April. But I finally have made it to the Beacon at 51st and Main. And it's a classic neighborhood bar, which is exactly what they're going for, I guess. And I actually had a really good steak.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, is it just a bar and grill?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, there's some...
It's where Jack Age was, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's some delusions of grandeur on the menu, but... But, you know, all sort of pleasant. Let's go to David in Overland Park.
Hello.
Hello, David.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Mike, I have a favorite, but actually there is a common ownership, and they're all great. They own Urban Table, which is my super favorite, BRGR, which is next door, and Graham and Dunn. I love them all, and... They each have a very distinct menu, from hamburgers and killer onion rings, which I happen to like, Urban Table, which serves all day from brunch to late night, and then, of course, a more upscale Graham and Dunn down on the plaza. They all have such great service and quality of food. I just love them all, and I'm a real foodie. I'm one of these people that goes into Weight Watchers and weighs in, and then goes out to the Urban Table and has breakfast.
You know what? If they haven't hired you already as their marketing person, yeah. Maybe they should.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that was David in Overland Park. And let's go to Alex in Independence. Alex?
Yes, morning. How are you?
You're on the air with us. What's up?
I got two places that I just discovered. They're awesome. One is in Belton, Missouri. It's called Mi Pueblito, Mexican restaurant. They have the amazing food. The chef, Diego, he has about 20-something years experience. They have this dish, people familiar with Puebla, Mexico, it's called Chiles en Ahogada.
Oh, right. That's a wonderful dish, yeah.
It's a poblano pepper. I mean, they treat you like family, and everything they do is so fancy, and it's very accessible. There's another restaurant in Summit on 17th. It's called Los Alamos.
Is this in Lee Summit?
No, Summit Street.
Summit Street. Oh,
the
Summit.
Los Alamos yeah. Market.
Okay,
yeah.
You were just talking about that.
Yeah, on the last show.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
delightful.
I miss that one. But I go there every day to have breakfast. That's a typical Mexican.
And what do you have for breakfast there?
I have a burrito. It's a breakfast burrito, which is scrambled eggs with all kinds of vegetables. And they're topped with sauce, any salsa you like from the dishes, tortillas on the side. It looks... It sounds plain, but it's a delicious dish.
And will they wrap that up to go for you? You just take it on the road?
Yes.
Great.
Indeed. Anything you like to wrap up. And today, Fridays, I haven't been on Fridays after, I believe, after 4 o'clock, they had the buffet, which I heard is amazing. And I know I need to try that.
Okay. Well, I'll see you there tonight, okay? Yeah. Thank you, Alex. That's great. And let's go to Peter with a question. Peter in Brookside?
Hi. You're listening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm from New England originally, and I like lobster rolls during the summer. They're the perfect summer food. And the only place I can find them right now is at the Bristol. Is there any other place in town that you know of that carries lobster rolls?
Yeah, Capitol Grill.
Well, the Capitol Grill, yeah, they used to be on the menu last winter, but they're not there now.
I know that right now the Rieger at 20th and Main is doing a lobster roll, but I think that you have to run there right now because you might get the very last. I think it's in limited supply. So if you go today to the Rieger at 19th and or 20th and Main, you might get one.
Yeah, okay. I had it. It was great. And the other place that has it is on Wednesdays, Cafe Europa has a lobster roll.
Just Wednesdays.
Cafe Europa
just
down
Wednesdays.
Here. Yeah, okay, on 55th Street, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks very much.
And thank you. That was an interesting question. You know, I dare throw this out, but I think I once had a lobster roll at Red Lobster. I might be wrong. I might have made that up, but I think I did.
It was chicken.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Scan tuna.
Anyway, before we go to the break, I want to say that the second half of the show, we'll be talking about late night dining, where you can go and eat something really good. We're not talking about a drive-through hamburger. We're talking about a halfway decent meal.
I hope that all of the people who go out to those late night meals aren't still asleep right now and not listening.
I know. That's it. Because we're talking about where to dine between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. in Kansas City. And it's a fun show we do, and I think we may get some fun answers. I've certainly got a couple of places to talk about. Do we all?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back. Us on Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, and The Pitch is a food blog, which is called Fat City at pitch.com. We are here with Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC, Mary Block from the Around the Block food blog, and Miss Gloria Gale, who writes for 435 South Magazine. And this half hour, we're going to be talking about a provocative subject, which is where do you eat late? And, you know, because I'm always on a perpetual diet, I try not to keep a full refrigerator. In fact, I try to keep very little in my refrigerator besides condiments, because I'm one of those people that does wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm hungry. And, you know, I will open my refrigerator door and see the jar of pickles and whatever else is in there and decide, oh, it's okay, I can go without eating. But in my younger days, I would just hop in the car and go to, you know, Town Topic or, you know, some of my favorite late night dining is gone. And I would like to do a moment of silence for Sanderson's Lunch, Hereford Grill, Sydney's, and Nichols Lunch. May they rest in peace. There was nothing like a cheese omelet at Nichols Lunch at 4 a.m. But there are still 24-hour places or places that serve quite late. And we want your advice on where to go at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email. And we haven't had many emails, as we usually do, at centralstandard@kcor.org. And we're reading your tweets at KCORCST. Okay, so I'm going to just throw out my two favorite places to eat after 10 p.m. One is El Camino Real in Kansas City, Kansas. That's at 903 North 9th Street. There's nothing like a carne asada taco or burrito after midnight. Although I think they only serve till midnight on Friday and Saturdays. And then Has anyone here besides myself eaten late at ABC Cafe, the Chinese restaurant?
They're up until 12, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
9815 Kessler Street in Overland Park, and that's an interesting place to go.
And Charles and I have been trying to go there on a dinner date for about a year now.
Actually, this would be the perfect time to go while your fiancé is off, you know, being a camper.
Yes, yes. He's currently roasting a whole pig at a summer camp in Wisconsin right now. So, yes, we should go. We'll go on a date.
Yeah. All right. Where do you three like to go after a certain hour?
Well, I think Tomfoolery's is a great place to go.
The one on the plaza?
Yeah, they're open till 3 a.m.
Is the kitchen open till 3 a.m.? That's the clue here.
I think so. They have a happy hour from 4 to 7, which is a little bit later than most. And then they keep going, and they're open till 3.
And Tomfoolery's is on the Country Club Plaza.
And I'm sorry, I don't know the
address. We'll give the address.
Do they serve drinks until 3? Because I feel like this is sort of a problem in Kansas City, and why it's hard to find really late night dining is because most liquor licenses expire at 2, and restaurants make a lot of their money off of alcohol, and so they all close early. And so if they're serving alcohol late, I guess.
Yeah. And then the other one is Harry's Bar and Tables in Westport. Open until 2, 501 Westport, and Jazz on, help me out, folks.
39th.
Those are all midtown places. I wonder where, besides the ABC Cafe, you could eat late.
Out south? Uh-huh. That's a tough one. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far.
And I still have not gotten over, personally, I'm still in mourning for White Castle leaving Kansas City.
Yeah.
Nothing like now a 2 a.m. White Castle run.
Yeah.
Mary, where do you like to eat late?
You know, I honestly don't eat late, but I know the places to go to eat late. I'm in bed by, 11, so. The Boot and Westport Cafe and Bar have just started a brand new menu from 10 until 1, and it features a lot of their, signature dishes. So you can really eat well at that hour.
Can I get an omelet and French fries at 12 o'clock, midnight?
You can get steak frites. I don't see an omelet. You can get pizza, you can get pasta. I'm sure they could make that for you because they've got all the ingredients available. And that's on Westport Road, both of those owned by the same two guys are at Westport Road between Broadway and Pennsylvania. And we talked about Remedy earlier, and the kitchen is open until at least midnight. They're open till 1:30. And then Port Fonda is open till 11 on weeknights, and I'm sure later. And the dish that I had that I enjoyed the most at Port Fonda, and you could get it at that hour, is the roasted corn, which sounds basic, but it's
pretty
fabulous.
Good.
I'd go there at 1 in the morning and eat that.
Wow. Well, we're starting to get some phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. If you have a place to tell us about where you could eat, around midnight when you shouldn't be eating probably. But let's go to Tom in Kansas City, Kansas.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air with us.
Okay, great. Great show, guys. I love your show. Anyway, I've got, I eat late all the time, and I'm really searching for some really good nachos.
Oh, do I have a place for you?
Okay, but wait a second. But before we get started, I kind of want to let you know. It's like, I'm kind of like a classic kind of nacho guy. It's like, I don't like all the fancy nachos where they just like sprinkle a little bit of cheddar cheese and nachos. I really don't like that. I like the cheese sauce on it and lots of cheese sauce. And
you're talking about old school nachos, and I think we might have a couple suggestions for you. What would you say?
I know, Charles, you said we're not talking about drive-thrus, but for those who want to eat at any hour of the night and would love some delicious greasy Mexican food, Poncho's at 36th and Main. And they have a drive-thru. I think the dining room might close at a certain hour, but you can do drive-thru 24 hours.
Wow.
They have and when you say real nachos, I think greasy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they have deliciously greasy nachos and burritos. And, yes, you can get them at any hour of the night. So You should try.
Now, Mary, you're a Mexican food fan, and where would you suggest Tom go for nacho, old school nachos, which I'm assuming means jalapeno peppers, lots of melted cheese, and maybe some beans? I don't know.
I'm even talking like, you know, the kind where it's just cheese sauce, you know, and like.
That sounds like baseball stadium.
I was about to say Royal Stadium.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. Because you remember, like.
You can get that at Quick Trip.
But at Quick Trip, the cheese sauce is nasty, though.
You're very picky about your baseball stadium nachos here.
I know. Well, I have a really hard time finding it.
Tom, I'm going to tell you that I think some people are going to call in because they. Our listeners are so wise and so intelligent, and there's going to be two or three or five out there that that specialize in the cheese sauce nachos. So let's go to Becky in Brookside. Becky, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, I wanted to tell you about the Beer Kitchen, which I was very surprised about. They have a late night menu till 11, and then I think on Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays, even later than that, I think till 1. Mm. And they make they have macaroni and cheese that they'll make to order with all kinds of different things in it. And they serve, there's a breakfast for you, Charles. They serve all day, I think. They have a breakfast.
All right.
And it's really good. It had it looked like it had eggs and salsa verde, and I didn't eat it, but it looked yummy. I actually had a salad, and it wasn't just your bag of lettuce thrown on a plate salad. It was really nice wedge with, bacon and radishes and a lovely Roquefort dressing, and I was very impressed for $6.
And Becky, what time of evening were you eating this?
I was there at 11.
Okay.
After my fringe.
Actually, we need to point that out is that some fringe shows go on quite late, so people might be hungry afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there late night, and one of my favorite late night dishes there, I like to call them fancy disco fries. They do fries with gorgonzola cheese and short rib and delicious meaty, cheesy things on
that
them.
Sounds good.
Well, and our previous caller probably wouldn't appreciate this riff on nachos, but they do potato chips with the blue cheese sauce. And
I don't know. You might want a variation from that neon orange cheese sauce. I mean, I would never vary from it. But David in Brookside, what is your favorite late night place?
I don't know. I kind of feel a little pedestrian what I'm about to say, but my favorite place is the Euro Truck at for Jerusalem Cafe in Westport.
Yeah, that's parked on Westport Road, correct?
They have the truck up, and it's usually the only time I'm there is on I think they only have it open on the weekends, but I mean it's great, and it's also you can tell the stuff is fresh because they have so many people that come there that the stuff couldn't have been sitting around for so long. So it's one of my favorite when I'm down in Westport, one of my favorite places to be.
Well, and right next to it is the Westport Street Fair at Westport and Pennsylvania, and that's owned by Aaron Confessori and Rich Wiles of Westport Cafe and the Boot, and they're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 3.
And what kind of food are they serving?
It's mostly Mexican. They have ramen noodles, but they do tortas and burritos. And
is that out of a truck?
It is. Really good.
And that ramen is amazing. It compares to any ramen I've had in Kansas.
Let me just say this. The one dish I crave never, ever, not at 3 a.m. and not at 3 p.m., is ramen. But I'm a snob.
So have a pork torta or a Korean short rib taco. Mm-hmm.
Or a quesadilla.
I'll have all three of those.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Another dish that I have never craved after a certain time. In fact, I don't think I've ever craved it. But Connie wants to talk about fried pickles. Connie, are you on the air with us?
Hi.
Hi, Connie. You love deep fried pickles after midnight?
I love deep fried pickles anytime, but particularly after midnight at the Foundry, which always seems to be where my friends end up by that hour.
Are they sweet pickles or dill?
Dill pickles. Deep fried, it should be a beer batter, and since it's the Foundry, they do that very well. Served with ranch dip, usually homemade. Theirs is. They're that kind of thing where you got to be really careful because they're so hot when you bite into them, but at that state, you always end up burning your mouth, but they're great.
All right. That's an excellent suggestion. So thank you, Connie. I don't care. I'll never eat a fried pickle after midnight. Tanner in Lee Summit.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. What's your favorite place?
My favorite place in Midtown is going to have to be Santora's Pizza, and it's on Main Street, I think in between 39th and 38th.
Is that near where the old Grand Emporium used to be?
I'm pretty sure it's close to it, yeah.
And
it's great.
And you can get, a slice of pizza there late into the night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think last time I went there, we went there probably at like 2 or 2:30 or something like that. But, I mean, it was an excellent pizza.
Great. Okay. There's nothing like, I'll tell you, if you're on a diet and you have pizza after midnight, let's just say that pizza is with you for the rest
it's
of your life.
It's the weight gaining diet.
Yeah. It's the weight
gaining. That's the diet I've been on my whole life. Yeah, it's a really good diet for me.
And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And let's see what Nathan and Lawrence has to say. Nathan.
Hi.
Where should we go in Lawrence after midnight to eat?
Well, there's lots of places. This is a big drinking town. But I like the Burrito King. It's on 9th Street. They have a drive-through and a little patio you can sit at. And they're open until 3 in the morning.
Wow. And Burrito King, I've not eaten there, but I work with several people who went to KU. And there's something sort of iconic about it. I don't know why, but people love Burrito King. So
well, it's been here as long as I've been here, the past 8 years.
And what makes the burrito special, if anything?
Mostly because they're open late.
Okay. You know what? That's the best honest answer I have heard all morning. So 816-235-2888. We're interested in hearing where you like to eat after midnight or between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., which is our parameters here. I haven't heard anyone really talk about breakfast, old school breakfast, you know, pancakes and sausage.
Denny's.
And
Chubby's.
Oy. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Those are the options.
Those are, yeah.
Really? Is that?
Yeah, I don't
where
feel...
else? Where else are you going to go?
No, Denny's or Chubby's.
The Harvey House is gone. Yeah. Isn't the Harvey House gone?
Oh, long. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's gone, but they're not in.
Are there any hotel bars that serve 24 hours?
Probably.
No, I don't. Not 24 hours. No. They even places with hotels with 24-hour room service usually.
Don't close, wake up until 5.
Usually close their kitchen by 1.
Yeah.
But if I'm wrong, call us and tell us, 816-235-2888. And I think you're right. I think Denny's and the chain places are really the most likely place to get breakfast
and
after.
Denny's, it just like morphs into some unknown, strange
really?
Place.
I have not eaten there in a long, long time. But I used to be crazy about Moon Over My Hammy or whatever that was. 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org.
All of our selections are very Midtown centric, as mine would be, and mine just echo what Mary and Gloria have said. But I think that Urban Table in Prairie Village serves late. I know that I've been there past 10 and ordered off of the menu.
I have a note that the kitchen is open till 11 on Friday and Saturdays. And same with Graham and Dunn.
Hmm. All right.
Well, if enough people hear us and they may boost it open, you know, keep it open later.
Yeah. I was wondering if the, and I wish I knew this already, but if DeBronx in Westport or on Metcalf stay open late.
They are not. I have tried to order late. I feel like I've tried to order late from there and they're not open that late.
Mm-hmm. Grinders is open till midnight, serves food till midnight.
Now, I don't know. I'm going to give one of my deepest, darkest secrets that I have an enormous affection for the Village Inn in Mission. I know not everybody loves it, but I do. And I don't think they serve 24 hours anymore, but I think they serve quite late. Mm. So I've eaten there quite late. A caller from earlier chose to send an email this time. Nathan from Lawrence also wants to recommend Chubby's in Kansas City, which is open 24 hours, I think every day but Monday. And it's on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I would say maybe around
37th-ish, 38th, yeah.
And it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are taking your phone calls and your emails. Chubby's in Kansas City is a really interesting place to be at 3 a.m. Yeah. You see some real characters.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's an interesting place to be at any hour of
the
day.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. But, it's and Broadway used to have several places that served late. And mm-hmm. That's sort
but
of,
not anymore.
Anyway.
Was Corner Cafe one of those places that was open 24 hours?
I don't remember ever that Corner Cafe was open 24 hours, but I know on weekends they served late. This is the late lamented Corner Cafe or Corner Restaurant.
Corner Restaurant, I'm sorry.
Westport. Does the farmhouse?
I don't know.
I wonder if they're open late. I
think maybe 11 or so.
The Rieger's open till 11 on Friday and Saturday.
And then Manifesto is open late.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, they don't serve, but that's not food.
They have just, a few snacky items, but not
anything substantial.
The Blue Stem Lounge is open till midnight on Friday and Saturday and 11 during the week, and they've got great food.
Yeah.
You can get you can't get eggs, but you can get some really pretty
good
food.
They'll do grits and a hanger steak and, depending on the season, a pulled pork sandwich and fries, and it's all very reasonable.
Always a good burger and fries. Good fries.
Back when I was still working in the restaurant business, I would make a deal with myself because I was, you know, starting to gain weight, that I could only go to White Castle if I actually sat down and ate in there because, you know, I mean, the temptation to drive through. So, and that did not stop me from eating there.
I've made similar fast food deals with myself. Yeah. And they never stick.
I know it. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John?
Yes. You were talking Mexican. I'm a Mexican lover, but I'm looking for the best chili relleno in town. You know, I feel like when you go into a Mexican restaurant, if you try their chili relleno, if it's good, the rest of it's probably pretty good, too. So
chili relleno is your bellwether dish for Mexican restaurants.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Mary?
I know.
The problem is I was just in Santa Fe, and all the places I can think of are in Santa Fe. I know Frida's does the chili en nogada, but do they do a chili relleno?
They do chili relleno, and it's very good.
What about Poco's?
Poco's does do a chili relleno as well. Yeah.
I think most Mexican restaurants now have a chili relleno. I'm trying to remember the last time I ordered a really sensational one, though.
I have not had it at Frida's, but I would recommend them just for good Mexican food in general.
Yeah. Right.
I know Panzón's is pretty good.
Panzón's in Lenexa?
Yes.
And I believe I've had a really good one at El Patron on Southwest Boulevard. A really good one. So if anyone else has a chili relleno advice, 816-235-2888.
Are any of those restaurants on Southwest Boulevard open late? I feel like something has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would think Ponex would serve late. It's sort of an iconic place there with a late night crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's an interesting one. On Twitter, Leslie says she loves Fran's in the Power and Light District. I wish I could say that.
They're 24 hours, I think.
They are 24 hours, but I've just never had a good meal there.
I know.
I don't want to go down there after dark. It's too crazy and crowded.
Yeah,
it is so crowded.
Yeah. Oh, but that reminds me, House serves late.
H-O-U-S.
H-A-U-S House at 31st and Gillum. And they do Alex Pope's sausages that Mary was talking about on farm-to-market pretzel buns. And they have a really big beer selection. And I can't believe I'd forgotten about this. And I don't know how late they serve, but I know that I have been there much later than a normal dinner time, though I was the only person dining in there on a Saturday night.
What about Martini Corner?
Well, that is Martini
the drop.
Corner.
Is that Martini it is on Martini Corner. Yeah. So that reminds me, then the drop serves late as well.
What about Tower Tavern? I wonder if it serves late.
I don't know.
I bet someone will call in and tell us.
We don't party enough to know the answers to these questions.
Is the Velvet Dog still around?
Yes.
Yeah. They have food? Late?
I don't know.
816. This is how. This is your time to call and tell us where to go.
They're all still asleep.
I know. 816-235-2888. Oh, and I left out a very important one. Grand Falloon on the Country Club Plaza serves late, and the current menu is really good.
Huh.
So Oh, we've got a suggestion for a chili relleno. Eric in Prairie Village.
Yes.
Hey, Eric.
How are you doing?
Good.
I would suggest El Pulgarcito, which is off of Miriam Lane and Johnson Drive. It's a little south of that on the east side of the road. Very reasonable prices. Fantastic chili relleno.
Great. That's a wonderful suggestion. Okay. Thank you, Eric. I'd like to hear a couple more chili relleno suggestions.
What about Carmen's, that little walk-up place that Chris talked about off of Miriam Drive?
I don't think I've been there. What was
it? It's Carmen's. It's just a little hole in the wall.
Not to be confused with the Italian.
No. Yeah, you're right. It's not to be confused. But
I bet Guadalajara Cafe at 103rd and State Line has one. They're the same owners as Frida's.
Oh.
So that would be good, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't think you can get a late night chili relleno. What makes a great chili relleno? I mean,
it's not overly battered and fried.
Oh, see, that's the part I like the best. Okay. And that's why I'm on cholesterol medicine. 816 235 2888. You know, a chili relleno would be a great breakfast dish, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a pancake or two.
Or eggs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mexican food, most of it translates into good breakfast dishes.
Anytime.
Chilaquiles, breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos.
You can't go wrong.
No?
You can't.
Late night dining.
Show.
Yeah, that is a whole other show.
Yeah.
Late night dining is the subject of the day. And like I said, I do miss Nichols Lunch. It was just a classic place. I saw the weirdest things there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people are afraid to eat out at a certain hour because, you know, like Emily said, there's sort of a fear factor that goes on about, you know, wanting to drive downtown. Mm-hmm. Not that I've ever had any issues. Although I guess
just a different crowd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there was a little fracas at the Town Topic.
Yes, there was.
Down on Baltimore over the weekend, 6 people shot.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Yes, I'm happy I wasn't there, but you know I've eaten at Town Topic many times at 3 a.m. A couple times in my pajamas. No one seemed to notice at all or care.
And I want to clarify, mine wasn't a fear of going downtown so much as the crowd. They're just crowds of people who have a. If I'm going down to eat, nobody else. I feel like nobody else downtown. They're there to eat. They're there to party, and so it's hard to navigate the party crowds.
Well, and I don't know where one really parks.
Right
now, what about this Alamo
Draft House?
Yeah. Do they serve late? In the movie theater?
I would have been able to answer that on the last show when I had the
You'd
menu.
You think
with me,
so? But... Because movies go late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one right near there is Tannen Wine Bar at 15th and Walnut, and they serve, their kitchen is open till midnight.
Well, that's good to know. John in Overland Park has a question. John?
Yes, hi. I'm trying to find an Italian restaurant that serves squingili.
What's that?
Conch.
Conch.
Oh.
Hmm. You're in the wrong town.
Yeah, you need to go to Florida.
You know, we just...
I'm a native New Yorker, and it sounds like you people are just now coming around.
Yeah, for that.
Isn't that something that you have to eat really fresh, too?
Yeah, I would think.
Well, it's seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but conch especially is something I think that you eat.
You can't
very
defrost
fresh.
It and no. make a decent meal out of it. Yeah, well, if anyone knows, we're here to take that call. Mm-hmm. And, there's nothing like a conch pancake at 3 in the morning. I'm telling you.
Little maple syrup and blueberries on it.
It is immensely delicious. Now, there's certain food combinations that I would suggest not eating after 1 o'clock at least because of the problems I have had. for example, my favorite late-night combination is tater tots and chocolate cream pie. And you know, after a certain time, you cannot do that.
It's like Gloria's fish taco and milkshake.
Yeah, right.
Or ever think of falling asleep again because they're just not ever going to happen. Also, now that Winstead's drive-thru is open 24 hours, you can.
Where?
Plaza.
Plaza.
Plaza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll have to tell them the one out south. No, but I will now.
Listen, you know, there's nothing like a grilled cheese sandwich on rye.
Right.
And one of those milkshakes.
Yes.
At 3 in the morning.
Huh.
It's very nourishing.
And the inside is open late as well, correct?
I don't know that.
I think until at least midnight.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Because one out south closes on Medcalf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 9 o'clock. It's done.
I'm pretty sure the dining room, is up, if you want to call it that, is open until at least midnight. I'm not 100% sure, but fairly certain.
And sort of, you know, a riff from the last show where we talked about restaurant etiquette. You really have to be nice. And I'm talking about being nice in every possible way, including monetarily, to waiters and waitresses who work those late night shifts.
Because
they work hard. Yeah. They work hard for the money. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough gig.
And I'm sure they get a lot of really obnoxious people in there as well.
Yes. Michael and Waldo.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, so I was calling in about it's a coffee shop in Lawrence, but they do breakfast as well. Mm. And their breakfast at about 3 in the morning is just fantastic.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Java Break.
The Java Break. Mm. On Mass?
Yeah. It's right off of Mass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they also, if you feel like being a 8-year-old, they have a cereal bar. So, you know, you're able to mix Cinnamon
That's
Toast
clever.
Crunch and Fruit Loops together and whatever you make.
Very cute.
That's a good late night snack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and surprisingly, the panini, every time I end up out there, that's what I order, and it's actually impressively good.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, cereal and milk.
Yeah.
I bet there are loops and
I never
conch.
Think about that. Yeah, conch with the, right. Conch with your Fruit Loops is a great idea. I love that idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it has been a show. I'm actually pretty hungry. I don't know if I can wait till midnight.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a few, 10 hours to wait.
But you can get an omelet right now.
Okay. So if we all made a date right now to get up at midnight and meet somewhere at 1 in the morning, where
we
should
it
be?
It.
Yeah, where should
That's
it be?
That's our next podcast.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's a good idea.
Well, I say we do it a little bit earlier and go to ABC Cafe.
I think that's probably the way
to do it. I'm on for that. Yeah, that sounds
that'd
good.
Be fun.
All right. I think we've done it.
I think so.
Yes.
Our show was produced today by Tamika Weatherspoon. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my fellow food critics today, Mary Block, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale, and to everybody that called in. I'm Charles Ferruza, and this is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.